Okay, next malacha that we're going to learn is the malacha that's called baina. Baina means construction. Now in the Mishkan, they did construction when they put the boards of the Mishkan into the sockets. So that's the way they constructed the building of the Mishkan. Now, therefore, there's biblical construction and there's rabbinic construction. You know, things that are biblically forbidden and things that are not biblically forbidden, but still rabbinically forbidden. Now, biblically, one thing is, if it's a permanent structure. Now, permanent structure doesn't mean 3,000 years. It means, relatively speaking, you put up a house, it's called a permanent structure. Even a sukkah, halachically, would be called a permanent structure because it lasts for 8 days, but it really could last longer. So that's all called a permanent structure. If somebody plays with blocks, let's say, and they build a little house out of blocks, so sometimes we'll learn that might be the malacha of baina rabbinically, but because it's rabbinic. It's not permanent. Now, according to the malacha of building, these are the things that are forbidden. Number one, anytime you improve the ground, sir. Anytime you improve the ground, that means, we'll see, like leveling the ground. You want to level the ground, so even if it's not plowing, just leveling the ground, so you're making the ground better, that you can use it better. That is called construction of some sort. Building a structure, or if you repair a building. These are very practical dinim, by the way. We'll see what you're allowed to do on Shabbos, what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. If a door handle comes out on Shabbos, could you put it back in or not? We're going to learn all, that's all part of this malacha, because anytime you do something to a fixed structure, to a permanent structure, and you add to it, or you fix it, that's part of construction. Even though what you're doing is only a door handle, but if it's, let's say, part of the main building, so that has a deal, like you're doing construction in the building, which would be forbidden on Shabbos. In fact, there's an interesting thing. There's a famous contradiction, seemingly. In Rashi brings down in Sukkah that the third base of Migdash is built in heaven. It's a Medrash that says the third base of Migdash is built in heaven, and whenever we're ready, it's going to come down. Ready in heaven to come, and it's going to come down. And the Rambam writes that Mashiach has given the Beis HaMikdash, became Mashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So is it Mashiach building it, or is it going to come down from heaven? So some people just say it's like an argument between Rambam and Rashi, what's going to be. But the Rebbe learns a few answers why they're not contradicting themselves. First of all, we find many times, I don't want to elaborate on it now, but very simply, if the Jews merit, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he says, Be'itach Hishana, Mashiach is going to come in his time earlier. So the Gemara asks, if it's early, it's not in his time, it's the time. So the Gemara says, if the Jews merit, he's going to come earlier. The Jews won't merit, he's going to come in his time. One place says it's going to be a poor man riding on a donkey. And their place it says in Daniel, in Manan Yishmai, he's going to come on the clouds. So again, the Gemara says, is it a donkey or is it a plane? You know, is it a Tesla or is it a donkey or is it a cloud? Is it a plane? So again, the Gemara says, if the Jews merit, he'll come on the clouds. If not, he'll come on the Chamor. But the same thing, one answer the Rebbe says is that if the Jews merit, then they'll come, the Beis Hamikdash will come down from heaven. If not, Mashiach will build it. But there's another answer the Rebbe gives that based on this halacha, basically, another halachas, it says, if a person builds a building and another person puts the finishing touches on the building, so then halachically, it's considered the person that does the finishing touches built the whole building. Like we're learning here, you fix something, it's like you did fix the whole building. So the Rebbe learned, the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from heaven. Mashiach is going to put on the finishing touches. You know, the chandeliers, maybe, I don't know what he's going to do. And then it's considered as if he built it. So both are right. It's coming down from heaven and he's going to do it. So therefore,
what if you contract a Jewish company? Are you supposed to tell them you could do it any day except Shabbos? Or they said we will fix it sometime this week, and they come on Shabbos and fix it.
You're talking about in your house, you're talking about in a Jewish neighborhood, not Jewish neighborhood. In other words, I'm telling you the guidelines, basically like this. For a non-Jew to work in your house on Shabbos, construction, repairing, fixing, not allowed.
Not allowed.
Not allowed. Even if you pay them by the job. In other words, if you pay them hourly, so you're paying him for 8 hours a day, and you say, okay, you're going to come 5-6 days, I'll pay you 8 hours a day. One of those days is Shabbos, for sure you can't, because they're working for you on Shabbos. Even if you pay him for the job, and you basically say, I don't care when you do the job. You could do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, I don't care when you could work 24 hours a day. I don't care. So then the din is, if it's what's called Teichat Chum, in Allah it's called, if it's within the boundaries of the city, which defined today means, if it's in a Jewish neighborhood that people know this is your house, let's say, or your building, even though people know that you're not paying per hour, you're paying for the job, you're still not allowed. If it's a case that's called kablonis, if, let's say, you own a piece of property, I'm talking practical here, in South Central LA, okay? You bought a property and the tenants moved out and you want to fix it over, and you're not paying the guy for the per hour. You're paying him for the job, and you really don't care. He can come Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You don't care when he comes. And nobody knows it's your building, that you own it. So now halacha, he could work for you on Shabbos. But if it's, let's say, something broke in your house and you want workers to remodel your house on Shabbos, you can't. Even if you're not paying them per hour, you're paying them per job. The reason why kablonis is also teichat chum is because of marasayin. Because people don't know that you're paying him for the job. People may think you're paying him for the hour. And then for the hour, it's like he's working directly for you on Shabbos, which is forbidden. Okay. Obviously, building a structure is forbidden, whether you build it from the ground or on top of the ground, in the ground. Anytime you build a structure, it's called the melacha bein on Shabbos. Or if you repair a structure on Shabbos, something broken, you're repairing it. Let's say a beam. Okay, today it's not so common. But in old times, you know, people built their own log cabins, right? So a beam might fall out of place. And all you're doing is putting the beam back into its place where it belongs. That's called construction. That would be biblically forbidden on Shabbos.
Going back to your hourly versus contract.
Yeah.
Not in your house and not no maritime, it's a high-rise building, let's say, downtown LA. If it is on a contract lump sum basis, you don't care if you're working Shabbat or if it is on hours.
As long as you're not telling them to work on Shabbos, you're giving them a job, you're paying them for the job. You don't care which days of the week they work
sometimes
or they work.
You have a contract and then you have sometimes work exceeds the contract and you pay them on hourly.
Hourly, you can't pay on Shabbos. Never.
That explains.
You can't pay.
It's worth noting, if I may. In 1982, I was working on a high rise in downtown LA. And the client insisted on a very tight schedule. And we had to have sometimes people working, union people working on Sunday, we could get twice. On Saturday, it would be 1.5 times. It was about over 50.
No.
2.1 square feet building.
Who owns that building now?
So it's interesting.
Maybe wants to donate it to the shul?
Interesting. No, I'll tell you this. You'll know in a second.
No.
But I was amazed, astounded that we were negotiating this contract and they had to sign, the contractors, that they will not work on when between sunset, not even a guard was not allowed to be on the job
right.
Site.
Right.
And on holiday, the same way.
Yeah.
It could not be. So, and it turned out to be, it was the Reichman brothers.
I was going to say, the Reichman brothers, their entire empire around the world was closed from Friday night to Saturday night in that country, no matter where around the world it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's this from?
The Reichmans.
Reichman.
Yeah.
Were you allowed to have a guard by the construction site?
A guard, yeah, because he's not doing anything. You could also stand there. He's not working. He's not. He's not. He's not doing construction. He's not fixing. He's not doing anything. He's standing.
What?
It's only in Minnesota they do that. Yeah.
He could be doing something. Even if he does nothing, he's working. He's standing there as a guard.
He's not doing anything.
Well, he's hired, no?
So what? What is he doing? Are you allowed to be a guard? Whoopsie, Kresh, you're not... That's.
He might be doing something.
So we have a guard outside Shabbos?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know why, but we still have a guard outside Shabbos. Yeah? Well, he's not doing anything.
But don't you put it up so that the payment is somehow related to...
That's another issue, how to set up the payment schedule, but that's the whole totally different issue. But he's allowed to be, what you're allowed to do, he could do.
It's not a problem.
How do caterers make money on Shabbos? They do a kiddush. They do a function on Shabbos. They get paid?
Yeah, how
does that work? Because there's a way, they're not, whatever you're allowed to do, they're doing. So it's not somebody doing a melacha for you on Shabbos. Yeah, but they're doing it in a permissible way. Yeah. If the hashgacha is a good hashgacha. But
it's not a problem if the neighbors that you have in downtown, wherever you're living,
as long as it's not in a Jewish neighborhood, that a guy driving by will not say, oh, this is so-and-so's building. I'm not saying it's the best way of doing it. By the rachmas, they closed up completely. But I'm saying halachically, you'd be allowed to do chutzot chum. Okay, anyway. Now, biblically, it's still forbidden. Let's say, okay, a door handle falls off, yeah? So now, putting it back, it's construction on Shabbos. The din is, even if you don't tighten it tight, even if you don't screw it in, you just stick it back in, now it's able to work, it's forbidden to do that on Shabbos, because you're still doing construction. Even though what you're doing is not really permanent, because... Yeah, but it's still forbidden. It's still forbidden in that case.
Well, for example, if your temple fell off and your glasses need to put a safety pin in it, or...
That's a whole different shaila. That's about Kalim and building. We're not there yet. Okay. Now, what happens though? Okay, let's discuss. What happens if the normal way of doing it is to put it up and take it down, for instance. Can you open a folding table on Shabbos? Why isn't that construction? You're constructing a table on Shabbos.
It's not permanent.
So rabbinically should be forbidden. Even if it's not permanent, it's still rabbinically forbidden. So why isn't putting up a folding table called bina construction and folding it up, why isn't that called demolishing, so to speak? And the answer is very simple. It's made to do that. Nobody's going to say, when you take a folding table and you open the legs, nobody's going to say, oh, you just built a table. It's similar to, like we learned by sewing. You know, when you sew on Shabbos, it's forbidden. A zipper is sewing. Think about it. A zipper, you open a zipper, close the zipper, you're actually sewing two pieces together with the zipper. So why is that allowed on Shabbos? Because nobody said, oh, I just sewed my pants. One second. It's made to open and close. It's not called construction.
The door handle is made to open.
No, it's, yeah, but it's not made to put in and go out. It's not a door handle you always put in and out. Right. For instance, I'll give you an example. You know, the toilet paper rod.
Handle.
No, the hold of the toilet paper, yeah? So if you take it off, now you're putting it back into a permanent building, right? You put it in the toilet, the holder, no, what do you call that? The rod for the toilet paper, yeah, or a paper towel if it's on, So, can you take that off on Shabbos and put it back in L'cheder? You're putting something back into a permanent building. Why isn't that construction? Again, because it's made to take off and on. Nobody just says, "Oh, I broke the building. I took off the toilet pole rod. I broke the building." What? Umbrella's a different story, yeah, but that's a din of ohel, tent. It's not binyan, it's not construction. Opening and closing an umbrella is not construction. It's forbidden because you're creating a tent. And that's another malacha, ohel. But it's not bona because it's made to open and close. We're not going into oil now. It's not construction. If anything, it's oil. And if it's partially open, you can continue. Whatever. It's not for now. We're now learning a boina. But construction is if it's actually not made to put on and off and so on.
Standard is the same thing. You can open your standard.
Yeah, you can open and close it because that's what it's made for. It's made to open and close. Just like a folding table. Or not only that, Lamashal, you have a porta crib. You know, a fold-up crib. Folding bed, whatever. That's not called construction because it's made to do that. So therefore you're not repairing it, you're not making it, you're not building it, you're not constructing it, you're not destroying it. I'm saying a pack and play, playpen, all those things you're allowed to open and close on Shabbos.
The toilet piping that is leaking, is Bona to fix it?
What?
It's not designed to leak. Right.
Where is it leaking?
The
you can't fix it on Shabbos. Get another bathroom. Okay, we're going to get into that. It's getting nice. We have Zoom class 8:15, don't forget. That's an issue because, you know, let's say in the toilet, you know, the hook, the chain falls off from the hook.
Yeah.
Can't put it back on Shabbos. Even plunging the toilet is a big shail on Shabbos. The world is makom. Okay, that's it.